Although we all meet at Side Podcast to discuss and watch motor racing, many of the commenters have their own blogs. So we thought it may be interesting to give them an opportunity to talk about blogging and to plug their blog on SidePod Radio. The questions are designed to give the bloggers a framework to discuss their blog, and I'm quite happy for them not to stick rigidly to the questions when answering, but to give us information they think is important. This show is about the bloggers, so the less I say, the better. What is your name and your blog's name?
I'm James, and my blog is f1looney.wordpress.com.
When and why did you start blogging?
I started blogging towards the end of June this year. The idea of the blog came about after I was sort of talked into doing it by people on Side Podcast. It was people's idea for me to do a blog. It was thinking it was a good thing, even though I tried to point out I had nothing to say. And the name of the blog sort of came about from Max Moses' comments about the photo teams being loonies. After that, it just seemed to go together because I happen to be a little bit of a loony sometimes, so it seemed to work.
How would you describe your blog?
I describe my blog as being something completely random. There's no sort of coherency to it. It doesn't follow any pattern. There's no sort of set post I'm going to do a series of or anything. It's just random thoughts that come into my head and I think, oh yeah, that's a good idea. I'll blog that, and I do.
Question 4. How often do you update your blog?
I update my blog whenever I sort of feel like, or whenever I remember it exists. I know there's a gap between about a month between two posts. That's because I forgot the blog existed and, or didn't have anything to say. But when I do blog, I tend to have a tendency to do at least two, possibly three posts in a few days, and sort of just to make up forgetting the blog existed in the first place.
How do you go about starting an article for your blog, and how do you work from there?
I often sort of have an idea in my head and it goes from there, because there's an article about the German Grand Prix, it's my thoughts on that, and that's the only Grand Prix of the season that I give my thoughts on. I haven't bothered to do the other Grand Prix, it was just at the time I felt like doing that, and that's what I did. Because there's also a post on stats, and that was from the FIA media pack that they release. It shows the number of laps everyone's completed, and I thought it'd be nice just to show that off to a wider audience, because I don't think everyone looked at the pack, and it's interesting information to see who actually manages to finish the race and who has the best reliability over the course of a season.
Why should I or anyone else read your blog?
People read my blog because it's different, it's random, there's no idea to it, it's just random ideas. I don't know what the idea with the blog was, so it's just, to read someone's opinion on what they think F1's about, what they think is going on in F1, that sort of thing. I really have no idea. At this point, I just thought ramble and answer and hope for the best.
Question 7. What have you learned about the sport from blogging, or how has it changed the way you watch F1?
During my time blogging, I haven't really learned anything from the blogging because I don't do it that often. But it has changed the way I watch F1 because of the number of blogs I also read at the same time. I get other people's opinions, and also there was the time I didn't have the internet for the Hungary Grand Prix, where of course live timing failed in qualifying, and Felipe Massa's accident, which sort of I really wanted news on because I wanted to know is okay. I did a post on that. It was different because I probably have done a Grand Prix weekend without the internet, but it's been so long since I did it. It was sort of like I come to take for granted having live timing, being able to interact with other people, particularly on Side Podcast, seeing what other people think about certain events that are happening in the race. It's just sort of something you take for granted, I guess.
How do you encourage people to comment on your blog?
I don't really encourage people as much. I make a post and I sort of plug it on just try and get people to read it, because I want people to know what I'm thinking. I want it to be known that I think something. It's just sort of interesting. And sort of generally just get my thoughts out there, because a blog's a good way of doing that. You can get your thoughts out and people can go look at it. It's better than, say, just making a comment on Side Podcast, because there are hundreds of comments on there, and even in the daily thread. Your opinion may get lost in the shuffle, because there's so many other people saying different or same things. With a blog, you can do your own thing.
What would your dream blog post be?
My dream blog post would have to be, I guess, something that makes me world famous because I've come up with some brilliant story, or I've said something amazing and it's actually come true. like, I know the example of the controversy surrounding Singapore and the fact that I made a post about it all being the PK's idea. That came true. I'd love it to be true in a way, just so I could say I thought that I knew this was happening. I even made a post about it. I even got proof that I came up with this. I knew it was going on before anyone else did. It'd be amazing. Probably won't happen, but it'd be nice for it to really happen there.
What advice would you give anyone thinking about starting a blog, or anyone who wasn't?
The advice I give is just do it, because it's a good way of, like I said, having, I said earlier, getting your opinion known to everyone, other people. And it's there for people, even though people listen to this outside the side podcast, it'd be people on the internet. They come looking at your blog randomly, they'll find it by searching something on Google, or even any other search engine. And it's just a way of getting your opinion out and let other people know that you think a certain thing that may be different to what they think. Because there are people out there who do like to read other people's opinions and find out the other point of view. So essentially, yeah, just do it.